This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with you on a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein and Stephen will take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to head coach James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, for taking some time and to open up our number two. Now we take our attention to the high schools and one of the top coaches in South Florida, a program that you know is always growing and they get the grades, they get everything going. Coach Charles Halfley from Caravella is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a blessing to be here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming on, as always. You're one of those guys that has always kept that balance between the academics and athletics. I know that's people say that they do it, but you do. I watch your kids. They're disciplined kids. Always working year-round, going to everything. Talk about that, because I think that competition is so healthy in and out of the classroom, and you provide that for your kids.
For sure. You know, our motto here is at Taravella High School, with our great principal, Ms. DeArmis, and our administration, Mr. Weaver, and our athletic director, Coach Zaloni, you know, we want to focus on student-athlete, the student first, and then the athlete second. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself, you know, when it comes to being recruited, getting offers, and exposure. You know, that's one of the biggest things that we focus on is our student-first mentality and athlete second mentality.
Yeah, no doubt. But that's how you came up. I mean, you as a player, I watched you in high school at Ely. I watched you at Clemson. I mean, it was always a student athlete. You always, you know, whenever they mention you, I said, you know, he's a great safety, but he also gets it done in the classroom. How much of a thrill is that for you? Because I know you've worked hard all your life to become that perfect balance. And I know you're doing it for your kids, your children, as well as your players. Because everybody could say they're going to do everything, Coach, but you've been that role model. You've walked in those shoes. Talk about how important that is for you, you know, to be able to impart this wisdom on these young men.
I mean, it's very important, you know, especially like today's society, what we're in now with the entire COVID thing and, you know, everybody dealing with a lot of virtual learning. You know, we instill our student athletes, we instill study hall in them, we instill the great reports. And I had a conversation with one of our seniors last week, Mark Blanc, you know, and we was talking about, you know, how much he misses our study hall program after school. And, you know, because it's a very important factor when it's talking about playing on the field. You know, if you don't have the grades, you know, one thing I always was taught by my high school head football coach, Rocky Gillis, who's now the athletic director of the county, one thing that he always instilled in me is, what are you going to do after football? You know, when the football is deflated and you no longer have football, what are you going to fall back on? And you got to have some type of education. And that's the biggest thing that I instill into our young men here at Taravella High School.
And, you know, Coach, even last year when it was kind of a tough year, I came to see you guys against Cypress Bay, and you guys played from that first whistle to the last. Hard workers. The kids are, you know, exceptionally hard workers. They do everything. You know, I mean, I remember you telling me last year how improved. You know, those are the things when you see improvement out of these kids. That must have been a thrill for you, even in a tough year last year, to see a couple of kids maybe get some scholarship offers and maybe continue to play this great sport at the next level.
Yes, sir. I mean, that that's one thing about last season. You know, we had a lot of seniors that were playing and that were doing phenomenal things, but we also had a lot of our young guys, you know, like our specialist, Felipe. Oh, he's going to be a phenomenal kicker this year for us. Our quarterback, who's returning, Keith Bullard, you know, he's phenomenal, having a great spring, along with, you know, our playmakers on offense, like I said, Mark Blanc and Orson. And we're led by our seniors. You know, our seniors, Azari and Rashad, you know, they play, all those kids played last year on the offensive side of the ball, you know, and they just did a phenomenal job of getting that game experience last year, you know. So we had guys like Ricardo and Victor Maxwell. You know, they didn't play a lot, you know, at a defensive line last year. But you can tell from the last two games that we played last year into this spring, you can see the growth of those kids. And you can see how much they are just hungry, you know, to get back on the field and just, you know, ready to work and win football games.
Coach Charles Halfley joining us, Taravella High School coach. The one thing, too, and then you remember back when you were playing, this was the great time of year. This is where you would look on the sidelines and see those purple and orange shirts and green and white shirts and from these colleges. Kind of like strange to not see that the last couple of years. Last year, you didn't have anything last year. But this year, this time of year, isn't that kind of a ritual? Isn't that something that we're so used to seeing, the 10, 12 coaches that are on the sideline watching practices and picking your brain a little bit? I know it's coming back, but haven't you missed that a little bit?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I had an opportunity to sit down and speak to a coach that stopped by our school today, a great friend of mine. I've been knowing him since he was in elementary, you know, and had an opportunity to speak about, you know, the guys that we have, you know, like our playmakers on defense, like LeKendrick and Miles and Cameron. You know, we have a 6'7" offensive lineman in Holden. You know, we want those kids to get back and to see those coaches on the sideline, you know, and that's one thing that's being missed. You know, we have some defensive players, headhunters that's playing defense, like Brian Richards and Giovanni Desir, that needs that, you know, to see those coaches on the sideline, because that's going to take them from being, you know, a good player to a great player, you know, and that's what the kids need to see, you know, and we will have it, you know, like you say, you always see me at, I already spoke to Coach Hickson over at University of Miami, and I spoke to Coach Harris, the new DB coach at FIU. You know, we already scheduled to go to both of those 7-on-7s and O-line, D-line camps, you know, just so we can get back to the normal, you know, with the recruiting process and everything like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I've seen you a lot of times upstate, and you get a lot out of it. I mean, you know, first of all, you get a bonding with the kids, and that's important, because when the kids go out of town, maybe for a night or so, there's a lot of bonding that goes on. And I remember that from when we were kids. You know, when you would spend time with your friends, you learn more about them. I know you've taken your teams to Georgia. You like to expose these kids away from South Florida. Talk about that and how important that's been for you.
I mean, that's very important to me, because, you know, that's one thing I can definitely say. When I was in high school, our coach, you know, Coach Gillis also did with us. And, you know, the biggest thing is we have support here at Taravella High School like no other. You know, we have, you know, it starts with my household. You know, my fiance Dana supports me, and she's behind me when it comes to supporting these kids. We have a phenomenal JPT quarterback club that's able to help us and support us. And we have the coaching staff. You know, our coaching staff buy into it, and they understand how important it is for these kids to bond during the summertime. So when it's time for us to get ready to go in August, you know, in the middle of September, the dog days of September and October, you know, we're ready to compete for a district championship and win football games. So it's very, very intricate in part of our program here at JP Taravella. It's just a good opportunity, you know. And I have a group that we started here in Broward County with a couple of high school coaches. We call it C3-Do-3, and we're able to, you know, communicate with a bunch of high school head coaches and talk about, you know, what ideas, you know, if it's a college tour or we're going to 7-on-7, you know, how kids stay in hotels. And, you know, we just had a meeting with a couple of coaches, and we talked about that. You know, what is going to help us get back to the norm and helping these kids get exposure and continue to expose not only, you know, Terravella High School, but also all the kids of the BCAA and there as we go.
Awesome. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you real soon, and we'll be getting out as soon as we'll be getting all your kids all covered. You know that. We like to get those guys up out there, and certainly all the colleges will be watching. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go Trojans.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.